The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello there. Welcome to Grace in Focus. Hope you are having a great day. Today, we are going to hear a missions update from Catherine Wright and Ken Yates about a trip they're planning to take real soon to Europe and Africa so that we will know the missions work that the Grace Evangelical Society is doing, what God is doing, and we will be able to pray for them. That's coming right up, right after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. It is a great website for free grace resources, answers, articles, books, blogs, just a mountain of resources you will find there. You will also find information about how to register and come to the Grace Evangelical Society's annual National Conference 2023. It's happening this year, May 22nd through the 25th. It will be in the greater DFW area, Denton, Texas, at Camp Copus. The overall theme this year, vital free grace issues. Answering questions such as, is believing in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins the same as believing in Him for everlasting life? Or do we need to prove our salvation to others by the works that we do? If you're just learning about free grace theology, there's a great breakout session just to ask questions about Scripture, about the Grace Evangelical Society, and about doctrinal issues. So jump on the website, faithalone.org, get registered, and we'd love to see you May the 22nd through the 25th. Now, here are Ken and Catherine with the Missions Report.
This podcast is a little bit different. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other things that GES involved in. Most people know GES from maybe the magazine or the journal or the blogs or the books that are put out or even the conferences that we do. We also at GES do some work in other countries. In a previous episode, we talked about that Catherine and I are scheduled to go to another country here pretty soon, and we're headed to Zambia.
We're going to Zambia. Now, we did talk about some of our work in Zambia before. This is, I believe, our seventh year going back. So we're very excited. It's one of the highlights of our years to go to Africa and teach. So
yeah, there's a Bible college there and we teach classes, and it's a chance to expose each trip about 50 students combined to free grace. And since we already talked about it, we just thought we would add some of the literature we're going to bring.
That's right. I feel a little bit like a pack mule when we go. We always take these big bags that are about 50 pounds each. And man, it's the fastest 50 pounds I've ever lost coming back home. It always feels like this literal weight has come off. Coming back home is always so much lighter feeling. It's a blessing that we get to take the literature for sure.
And we're very much appreciative of the donors who make it possible for us to take these books. And in this time, each of the students will receive a hard copy of The Hungry Inherit.
That's right.
Which is a good introduction to the free grace message. Mm-hmm. We're also going to take a copy of the commentary, Hebrews Partners with Christ.
That was a new edition just a week ago that we're being blessed to be able to take those, which, can I just say, Hebrews always comes up when we go to Zambia. There's always 500 questions about the book of Hebrews and the warning passages, because in Zambia, we do deal with quite a bit of students who think that they can lose their salvation, and they will often go to Hebrews 10, Hebrews 6. And so that's a big blessing for these guys to be able to have a solid commentary from a free grace perspective on the book of Hebrews. So they'll each get a hard copy of that as well.
And we also will speak at chapel and at churches, and we always take some extra books.
Oh, yeah.
Hand out to the pastors of these churches.
Yeah, and I will say too that we have quite a few students that we've known from previous years. And I just got a message yesterday from one of them asking for Six Secrets by Zane. And so I've packing one of those for them. And that's one of the really exciting things about Zambia is that now that we have kind of ongoing relationships with these guys, they'll often ask for those. So I've got a couple copies of that tucked away, and some 10 words by Bob.
And we always bring some free grace tracks.
Yes.
They're a little bit lighter. Mm-hmm. So we can take a lot of them, and we are able to give them to the students who they are able to give them out in their local churches. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about this ministry. But this year is a little bit different.
It is different.
Because before we get to Zambia, we are scheduled to meet some very, what would you say, important?
Special.
Yeah. People to us. Usually when we go to Zambia, you know, obviously there's a stop on the way. A lot of times we'll stop in Europe. We're going to stop in Europe this time to break up the trip, but also to spend some time with some of our blog translators.
I should clarify, though, that makes it sound like we stop by in Europe for like vacation or something. Usually our layover is like a 16-hour layover where we just hop back on a plane and go on to Africa.
That's right.
It's not usually an extended time in Europe. It's just that's where usually our layovers end up. And so because of that, this year, we thought we would go ahead and extend our time during that layover for a few days so that way we could meet with our friends in Italy. And so quite a few of our translators, our blog translators and friends are going to meet us in Milan, and we're going to fellowship with them and go to hopefully a church there. And we're very excited to see them.
There's a lot of things that we want to do with these folks. Number one, we see them in our Zoom classes. And by the way, GES does these Zoom classes. We have these Zoom classes at least twice a week.
That's
and then
right.
the women's study as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people who translate the blogs for us, various languages,
mm-hmm.
they don't have any Free Grace churches to attend in a lot of cases. So this is a chance for us to get together. And they're an encouragement to us. And we're hoping that this time will be an encouragement for all of us as we meet these people face to face.
And hopefully have some Bible studies. And as I mentioned, we're going to a church there that is at least Free Grace friendly. We're hoping to make some connections there. And who knows, maybe, Lord willing, we can plan like a regional in that area at some point in the future. That would be incredible, I think, especially for these folks who are very much isolated. Unfortunately, in Europe, you're dealing with an area that there's just not a lot of solid Free Grace teaching going on. A lot of darkness in this area. So we're really excited to see them and hopefully encourage them and be encouraged by them as well.
And also these blog translators, and even the people who aren't translating blogs but are in Europe that we're hopefully can get to see on this trip, they attend the GES school.
That's right, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, GES is offering seminary classes online through Zoom, where you watch a series of videos.
Lectures
from different speakers. Then we meet to discuss the lectures, and then you write short little papers and then a long paper at the end. You get a grade on it. And some of these folks in Europe are some of our best students, and they're joining us. So
we had Bob Wilkin did one on, I believe, soteriology back in the fall. And then you're currently teaching one on tough texts.
Right. Now, to give you an idea of just how secular or bad it is in Europe for people who want to study the scriptures in depth and understand it from a Free Grace perspective. Catherine and her husband just recently was over there and met a couple of the blog translators. She told some stories about the spiritual climate that you hear about in Europe, and she and her husband got to see firsthand.
Oh, man, it was pretty eye-opening. And I will say, our sweet friends in our classes, one in particular, she's in Italy, she had warned us. And I mean, our Spanish friends, Georgie and Oscar in particular, we got to see them while we were in Barcelona. And it really made me appreciate them even more, because you realize just how dark it is in Spain. We got the opportunity to go to a few cathedrals while we were there. And one in particular just stands in my mind because they're absolutely beautiful buildings, but in them, they really emphasize relic worship. So, you know, one of them claimed to have the Holy Grail. And then in another one, there was the supposed arm of a martyr. So it was a literal arm that had been cut off of someone. and it was in a box. And so they go into this particular, I don't know, altered area. And they,
it's like an alcove,
it's like,
right?
An alcove, you know, in these, you walk into the cathedral, and as you're walking around the sanctuary, for lack of a better term, there are these little alcoves. And so you go into each of these rooms, and each of them is dedicated to a different saint or object. In this case, it was an arm. It was literally this decaying arm, and people were going in there to pray to this arm. In another area, there was this figure of Mary. So it was golden man-made depiction of Mary on a chair. And evidently in this area, they really emphasized Mary being the mother of Jesus and the one who gave birth. And so they emphasized the birth. And so pregnant women in particular will go to this cathedral to pray to Mary and to offer flowers to her in order to, I guess, request a healthy birth. And so very superstitious culture. And so if you think about it as they're being spiritually minded by that, it's not that they are spiritually minded. They're just very superstitious, honestly. And so they see this dead arm and they think that if they touch it or if they pray to it, that this martyr will give them blessings. Or if they pray to this birth Mary, this version of Mary in their mind, then they'll have a healthy pregnancy. And so it's very much talisman mentality. Very little emphasis on scripture. Incredibly sad to see. And so that's where our friends live. That's the culture that they walk around in every day. And so for them to shine a light on the free grace issues within their community is just a miracle in and of itself, honestly, that they were able to find the truth in such dark areas. Those that seek the truth will find it, and they are living examples of that. Our friends in Europe and Germany, by the way, we have another friend who's coming to Milan all the way from Germany to see us, which is just so, so sweet. We're so excited to see them all.
So I want to encourage everybody who has a part in GES, you're making an impact on people's lives. Mm-hmm. Pray for us on those trips. And again, if you have any questions on any of those other programs, just let the office know and they'll put you in touch with us. Mm-hmm. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' great book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible, is available half price right now in the GES bookstore, faithalone.org. Go there and use the code word MISUNDERSTOOD for 50% off through March the 31st, 2023. Our goal at the Grace Evangelical Society is to teach Scripture clearly and without confusion. One of the best tools for that clarity, we believe, is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have all kinds of materials that are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. Please come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. You'll be glad you did. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's why we think our financial partners are some of the happiest people in the world. If you would like to learn how to become a financial partner with Grace in Focus, we would very much appreciate it. Learn more at faithalone.org. It's really exciting to hear from our listeners. So if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, I hope you'll reach out to us. Best way to do that is through email. Here is our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, we will hear more about that rich entrance into Christ's kingdom. Please join us. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.